USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democrats are complaining about a Trump administration decision to cut all U.S. aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras to stop migrants from heading toward the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells CNN spending hundreds of millions of tax dollars hasn't helped it in the past.
What the Trump administration is trying to do is saying, hey, we're prepared to help, we're prepared to engage, we're prepared to support, but you have to take serious efforts, whether it's in Guatemala, El Salvador, in Nicaragua, in Mexico, for that matter, too. We need those nations to ensure that their people aren't making this dangerous transit across Mexico.
President Trump says, yes, he is considering placing detained illegal migrants in sanctuary cities in Democratic districts since they're not supporting his efforts at border control. White House security officials say a man set his jacket on fire in front of the White House Friday afternoon. He was taken away by ambulance and is being treated for his injuries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.